Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 21 to 24. Ephesians 6, 21 to 24. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. My theme for reflection is anchored in Christ, a faithful friend. Anchored in Christ, a faithful friend. Often we overlook the concluding remarks in a book or letter, thinking of them as a mere formality. But just as the final scenes of a movie can leave us wanting more, Paul's closing words in his letter to the Ephesians hold profound truths that leave us craving a deeper connection with God. In Ephesians 6, 21 to 24, Paul's farewell is more than a sign-off. It is an invitation to reflect on what truly anchors our souls. In these four verses, Paul mentions Tychicus, a dear friend and faithful servant who would carry his words to the Ephesian church. This friendship is a symbol of the kind of deep, lasting connections we all need. And more importantly, it points us to Jesus, the ultimate faithful friend. Paul then goes on to remind us of the central themes that anchor our faith: peace, love, and grace. Words that sound simple, but are deeply transformative. Paul ends by encouraging the Ephesians to maintain a love for Jesus that is incorruptible. This love is not fleeting or shallow. It is a love that perseveres even when challenged by the trials and temptations of life. To love Jesus with an incorruptible love is to recognize him as the faithful anchor in every storm and to place our trust in his unchanging grace. My dear friends, in our fast-paced world, it is easy to become absorbed by competing loves, success, reputation, comfort. Yet, as C.S. Lewis once said, you can't get second things by putting them first. You can get second things only by putting first things first. Paul's conclusion calls us to put Jesus first, to anchor our lives in his love and grace above all else. Just like Paul, we face uncertainty, disappointments, and challenges. He writes these final words from a prison cell, yet speaks of peace and incorruptible love. This is not the kind of peace that comes from comfort or success. It is a peace found in knowing Jesus as a faithful friend, even when life is hard. Paul's words remind us that Jesus is not only a savior, but a companion who will never abandon us, even when we falter. He invites us to root ourselves in the major themes of the gospel: God's love, his faithfulness, and his grace. The beauty of Paul's concluding thoughts is the reminder that while we may struggle to be faithful, Jesus remains the one constant in our story. His grace is what enables us to endure, to remain in love with him, and to stand firm. Jesus is the faithful friend whose love anchors us when everything else falls apart. His grace assures us that even when our love wavers, his love remains unchanging. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, What are the competing loves in your life that may be corrupting your love for Jesus? How can you anchor your heart more firmly in him? Number two, how can you reflect the faithfulness of Jesus in your friendships and relationships? Dear Lord, thank you for being our faithful friend. Help us to anchor our hearts in your love, to live by the themes of peace, grace, and faith that Paul so passionately shared. May our love for you remain incorruptible, not swayed by the competing desires of this world. Teach us to sit securely in your friendship, to walk faithfully, and to stand firm in your grace. We trust you to carry us through every storm and to fill us with a love that lasts. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.